Happy Christmas, everyone!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Jesus loves you!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Happy Christmas.
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 Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Polish accent.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Well, hello, and happy Christmas. If I haven't already wished you happy Christmas from me and the Ellisons. So the big day has finally arrived. Are all your preparations sorted? The decorations are up, the carolling's done, thankfully. The toy appeal has finally been sorted. I think we say hallelujah to that, don't we, Claire? Yes. In our house, some of the family have already arrived. Some are still to come. But hopefully at this moment, the potatoes are being peeled, the sprouts are being prepared, and the turkey perhaps is slowly roasting in the oven. Lots of presents have been opened, and hopefully, well, we saw earlier that the children, or most of the children, were happy, which is really good. And if you're anything like me, that means that you can breathe a sigh of relief and relax to enjoy the season. I wonder, though, as we breathe our sighs of relief, what's been your favourite bit of the preparations this year? What's been your highlight of Advent 2023? For me, and I guess like many of us, the highlight was our carol service last week. And I think having been away from the core for a few years, I was able to sit and enjoy the whole experience through fresh eyes. The music, the singing, the fabulously augmented YP band, the variety, and of course, the primary nativity. I just loved the nativity. It was fabulous, wasn't it? And there you can see the picture on the screen, or one of the many pictures. If you missed it, you missed a treat. But I'm sure that you can catch up on the live stream if you want to. So the whole thing, it was well planned. It was well executed. All the preparations had been made. The children were lovely, so confident and talented. And the helpers were alert to what and who needed an eye keeping on. But of course, especially when working with such enthusiastic children, you never know what's quite going to happen, do you? And the little donkey, he was so excited, he couldn't be contained. The narrator, she wasn't fazed when her cornet broke. I still don't know if that was in the script or not. It was so well, so well done. And when the little angel, who sang her first ever solo, the congregation just erupted. It was all so natural and beautiful. But my absolute favourite part was when the baby Jesus arrived on the scene. And you had to be there to appreciate it, but I'll try and explain for those that weren't. You see, at the right time, the archangel Oliver, the baby's dad, made his way across the platform behind the children and met halfway by Joseph, also known as Lucy, the baby's mum, lovingly received her baby. And then, for the rest of the nativity, Joseph sat nursing Jesus, while Mary, also known as little cousin Tilly, looked on, or maybe was supposed to look on. When I look at that picture, maybe I think she's got a bit distracted there, but that was the idea. It was so beautifully done. And such a delightful backstory, wasn't it, of new parents, Oliver and Lucy, being able to share the joy of their new arrival. And Gray played his part to a T. He seemed to sleep peacefully throughout his debut. It was just really heartwarming. But that backstory aside, as Joseph held her baby, I couldn't help but see a glimpse of today's society. And I don't know if this was meant when it was arranged, but there was just this real glimpse into today's society where traditional roles are being reversed or rewritten altogether. And sometimes it worries us. But there again, isn't this the kind of situation that Jesus was born into? Questions around parental roles, unsuitable visitors in the form of dirty shepherds, homelessness, asylum seeking. These are all at the heart of the Christmas story and are all sadly still familiar today. And this was where Jesus was found 2,000 years ago. And so let's remember that this is where we still find Jesus today. So, as we look back over Advent this year, it doesn't seem like 2 minutes since we began our Prepare Him Room theme of Sunday meetings. And again, if you missed any of those, I'm doing my adverts now. You can catch up on the live stream. But here's just a quick resume of where we've been over the last few weeks, because it's important, because it was all about preparation. First of all, way back at the beginning of December, Adrian, in his sexy Hull accent, again, you needed to be there, was telling us about how we need to prepare by keeping awake. Keep awake so that we can see and recognise where God is breaking into our lives, where God is breaking into the world, just like he did on that first Christmas morning. And then the next week, Claire, in her apparently not quite so sexy Scottish accent, I suppose that's debatable, encouraged us to get ready. Like John the Baptist, Claire reminded us how we need to be proactive in preparing our hearts and our lives so that we can welcome and keep welcoming Jesus in. I wonder, have you made your refinement list? What have you put on it? What did you put on it? And how has it helped you so far? I'm going to make a bit of a confession here. I put resilience on the top of my list. But Barry said he didn't think that was what Claire was on about. She was talking about how our refinement list is like confessing our sins and recognising things such as toxic behaviour. But for me, as I look back, I had spent that first week in December, the busiest, most hectic week of the year, full of cold and feeling grotty. And I needed a keen dose of resilience to stop me retaliating and sulking when things got tough. We're all different, aren't we? So be encouraged to make your list. Be encouraged to make your list of whatever mess you need Jesus to clean up. And then give it all to him. Jesus helps us put it back into his perspective. It's something that we just need to keep doing, isn't it? The third installment of our Advent message was about speaking out. Again, like John the Baptist, encouraging us to share the story of Jesus, to recognise our own place within that bigger story, and to remember John's mantra, I am not, but Jesus is. Jesus at the centre. And then just yesterday, Claire reminded us so beautifully that the place where we meet our greatest fear is often the place where heaven touches earth. And so, the message, keep awake, be ready, speak out, and be bold. That's the Advent plan. It's a pretty good plan to have all year, isn't it? But at the end of the day, no matter how much time and energy we spend preparing, sooner or later, we need to go. We need to act. We need to do. No matter how much time and energy we've spent preparing for Christmas, today has arrived, and we've got to go with it. Some of us may have everything planned, down to the exact number of sprouts to boil. Some of us maybe not quite so precise. But, and I don't want to worry anybody, but there's a pretty good chance that the day isn't going to turn out exactly as you've planned. I don't want to worry anyone, but it never does it? We always need to be ready to go, but also, like Mary and Joseph, we need to be ready for the unexpected to happen, don't we? With the Nativity last week, the primary did their preparation. They had their plan. When the right time arrived, the carol service, they had to go with it. The results may not have been just as they'd planned. There was far too many very beautiful variables on this platform. But so many people were blessed. And thinking about Mary and Joseph, now they must have been sensible, intelligent, resourceful people, because God wouldn't have entrusted his own human life just to anybody. The Bible doesn't give us much details, but I'm sure they would have made plenty of preparation for the arrival of the baby, which admittedly they hadn't planned for. But that's another story. And as Claire reminded us yesterday, the parents-to-be would have spent months, the months of the pregnancy, preparing for the birth. I wonder at what stage, though, they learnt that they needed to go to Bethlehem, so close to the due date. That probably put a very large spanner in the works of their preparation. But it didn't seem to perturb them. They went with courage. They went with Jesus, their precious cargo. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, I wonder what Mary thought as she stood in the doorway of that stable or cave. When she smelt the animals and she felt the chill in the air. I bet it was something along the lines of, this definitely wasn't in the birth plan. And there's no mention of a midwife or towels and bowls of warm water. There's no mention of close family coming and visiting to check that everyone was okay. Only strangers, shepherds off the fields, full of strange and exciting stories of angels singing glory to God. That must have been a real curveball for them. But for Mary and Joseph, Their faith gave them courage. It kept them awake and spiritually prepared to go and do all that God was asking them to do. For the shepherds, they also had courage. Courage to go and do what the angels had asked them. Shepherds have a reputation for being dirty and smelly, often rejected by ordinary people. Yet when the angel told them to go, they went. They knew people generally didn't want them around. They probably knew people wouldn't believe their message about the Messiah's birth, but they went anyway. So we can also go with faith and courage, because whatever happens, God is going with us. God loves us and wants to be with us. That's why Jesus, Emmanuel, came to be God with us. Mary and Joseph went because they had to, but God carried them and showed up for them in all sorts of ways. God showed up, not just for Mary and Joseph, but for the world. Their going and God's doing are so beautifully and miraculously entwined. And our going and God's doing are also miraculously and beautifully entwined. And it's worth noting here that it took a long time for people to even begin to understand the awesome significance of what happened in Bethlehem that night. Let's remember, especially when we believe that we're following God's call in our lives, it doesn't, and yet it doesn't make much sense to us. God works on a whole different time scale for us. But have faith. God showed up for us and for all humanity in a whole new way in the birth of Jesus, and God's still moving in the world today. Because of Jesus, we are able to go where we must and where we're led, knowing that God is with us, empowering us, even in the face of uncertainty. So, knowing what preparations we need to practice, I wonder, where is Jesus calling you to go next? I wonder what Jesus is calling you to do and how he's asking you to act. I wonder what Jesus is calling us as a church to go and do next. Perhaps as we celebrate over the next few days, you'll be able to take time to dwell on this more. Keep praying about it. Perhaps Jesus says, go and change. Perhaps Jesus says, you're in the right place. Stay put and keep doing. Whatever God's calling us to do in the future, let's keep our hearts and minds open and let's go, full of faith and courage, because Jesus, Emmanuel, loves us and is with us wherever we go. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us so much that you came to earth as a vulnerable baby human being. You came so that each one of us might be saved and drawn into closer relationship with you. Lord, as we've been making our preparations to celebrate this Christmas time, please bless us and bless the days ahead as they unfold. Help us to remember that even when we give our lives wholly over to you, like Mary and Joseph, things are probably not going to go just as we've planned, but we know that you go with us. Lord, we ask for faith and courage to face whatever is ahead. May we keep awake and alert to your divine guiding and leading. May we keep our hearts ready and willing to follow you. And may we always be open to see where you're working in the world around us and be ready to go and join in. May we always know your blessings in our lives so that we may be a blessing to others. And we ask this in your beautiful, wonderful, powerful name. Amen.